from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Cleanup operations in Bermuda and decisions on when to vote over independence. In St. Vincent, the Attorney General says he'll no longer resign at month end, and early differences at the ACS between Latin America and the Caribbean. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Bermudians were today busy cleaning up in the aftermath of Hurricane Felix. Fierce winds brought down trees and power lines and forced businesses to close. The hurricane also briefly put on hold today's plans for a vote on independence for Bermuda from Britain. George Rush reports on how this is being played out and on the mopping up operations underway in the aftermath of the storm.
Out here on the streets of Hamilton, with Hurricane Felix having moved out into the Atlantic, his eye on other victims, the work of clearing up has already started. Although the city looked like a ghost town on what should have been a busy Tuesday afternoon, with shops and offices shuttered and deserted, it is clear that the force of Felix was not as great as we had feared. Work crews have been out since 8 o'clock this morning, clearing the streets of branches, palm trees, and the other natural debris of this onslaught. But broken glass and collapsed walls are not in evidence. On the south shore of Bermuda, which received the brunt of this storm that packed winds in excess of 100 miles an hour, beaches have all but disappeared and dead fish litter the foreshore. The Bermuda Electric Light Company is faced with the challenge of restoring power to the thousands of homes that lost electricity in the 12 hours of hammering that we received last night. Now, in the early afternoon, the winds are subsiding, and tomorrow, as they say, is another day. But for those who recall the fury of Hurricane Emily, which struck this island in 1987, Hurricane Felix was something of a relief. It could have been much worse.
I managed quite well because I knew it was coming in advance and I prepared for it.
How did I manage? I managed very well.
Were you planned, prepared for it?
Everybody was planned. Right. We planned before it hit.
We were very relieved because we thought the intensity of it would be a lot more severe. For anyone who suffered damage through lack of preparation, almost deserve what they got.
So I think that a lot of people were able to board up their houses. They were able to bring everything inside.
It started to rain, so that's when we got prepared for the storm.
Did you hear the wind during the night?
Yes.
And that didn't scare you?
No.
And while Bermuda watches the winds of Hurricane Felix subside, a political storm continues to brew over the referendum issue.
The whole political row started when Mr. Leo Mills, Secretary to the Cabinet, announced just 2 hours before the polls opened today that the referendum was being postponed. Most observers were puzzled as to where the legal authority lay for any such announcement to be made. Within hours, four rebel members of the United Bermuda Party had started legal action in the Supreme Court of Bermuda to require the Registrar General, Mrs. Marlene Christopher, to, as they saw it, conform to the law of the land and take the correct legal steps to postpone the independence referendum. Early this afternoon, the group appeared in front of the Chief Justice to seek a mandatory injunction in the matter. It is believed that the prime argument was that the correct manner in which to adjourn the poll was for each polling station to be opened by each returning officer, and then, if the weather was too bad, for that returning officer to close the polls until the next day. On the other side of the hearing, which was held in private, were the Attorney General and other legal officers. Reliable sources assert that no substantive persuasive points were raised by the Attorney General's team in defence of the action by the Cabinet Secretary, and that they addressed minor procedural points. The matter has now been adjourned until 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, when, if the polls are open and voting is taking place, it is believed that the application will be dropped. But at the moment, no one in Bermuda knows if the referendum will be held tomorrow. This is George Rush in Bermuda for BBC Caribbean Report.
As a motion of no confidence in the St. Vincent Parliament is debated, Attorney General Parnell Campbell says he will not resign because of opposition pressure. He told Parliament today that he'll see through his term as an MP, but will not now be pushed out of Cabinet.
As to my offices of Attorney General, Deputy Prime Minister, Minister, as stated before, I had intended to relinquish on the 31st of August. I will now no longer resign on the 31st of August. I will go at a time of my own choosing. Nobody is going to run me from these offices with any false and fabricated allegations. You must understand that I may be easygoing by nature, but deep inside you will find steel if you cut deep enough.
The opposition led motion claims financial impropriety linked to money borrowed by Parnell Campbell from Owens Bank, but the Attorney General today admitted to borrowing a total of 225,969 AC dollars, not the 2 million AC dollars claimed by the Unity Labour Party. Mr. Campbell told Parliament that 166,764 of those dollars had been interest-free. He explained that the bank knew he would repay the loans by resuming his private practice after leaving government office. Mr. Campbell made it clear to the House that the loans had been to help him complete his home after he moved from a private income as a lawyer to become Attorney General at a lower salary. He ruled out opposition suggestions the money had been lent for any other motive and